gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla, and brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out urine smell, feces, vomit, and that skunk odor as well. And you can only find it online at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog that they will love. You can get 10% off by putting the promo code PETS in the box at GoodPetsFoods.com. And departing on September 30th for Italy, me, hopefully, with Colette Tours. And you all joining. And you can find out more information about it at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. Or just check it out at TalkinPets.com. There's information on the homepage. This is Talkin' Pets.
Black window in the moor tonight pulls me to your side. I swore I'd never cross that door, but promises don't survive. Your shadow knows my heartbeat before I even breathe. If I run, I'm running circles, you're under every leaf. Every step I take echoes like a warning. Still I'm falling, still I'm falling. Don't turn your eyes on me.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That is one of the songs from the movie out in the theaters called Wuthering Heights. So, I'll tell you a little bit about the top five movies.
What band was that? Who was singing that?
Jason James?
Jason James.
She's got a really great voice. I didn't recognize it, so I couldn't pull it. I was like, who is that?
No, 100%. Good voice. If you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week, these are your top five as of last week. So if you're going to the movies next weekend, or this weekend, I should say, as of last weekend, the top five were, and I did not get to screen one of these as a movie critic, so I did not write a review on any of them, so I'm not really sure. But your top five movies were Wuthering Heights, which you heard one of the songs for, $43 million in its opening week, which is a good take for a film. Now, if there's animals in that film, I have no idea. But in the second one that made $40 million in its opening week, there's lots of animals. Granted, they're animated, and the movie is called Goat. You could check that one out. Crime 101 was number three at 18 million on its opening weekend, And Send Help, which I'm looking forward to seeing one day, in 3 weeks it made 50 million. And Lord knows I need help. And Solo Mio was number five at 19 million for 2 weeks. So I did not get to screen any of those, but now it seems like we're starting to get the screener. So I'll have some reviews for you to check out. But if you want to read my reviews on anything that you might want to still see, there's a bunch of other ones on there that you can check out at TalkinPets.com and click on movie reviews, and it will take you to all my reviews. Also, I usually post them now on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio, so you could check them there too. So, Jilly.
Yes, darling.
Have you seen a good movie lately?
No, but then you know I'm an hour from any decent theater. But I did see when I was, you know, I came to Florida for 2 weeks because I was there with you. But, I mean, my whole trip was almost 25 days. I mean, between seeing Sisters and getting down to Florida, coming back up through South Carolina to see Terry, my other sister who's in Greenville. And we went and saw the new Fire and Ice, because I just love Avatar.
Oh,
That's the last movie that I saw, and it was
Fire
amazing.
And Ash. Fire and Ash. And
Ash.
Yes, you're
Sorry.
Right. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
And there were animals in that. I couldn't really tell you what some of them were, but there were whale-like creatures in there, which played a big part in the movie, actually.
Yeah, I really like the message that there. You know, ever since the first Avatar, I've been a freak for it since then. But the message that they're portraying and how this came out of that man's amazing brain that he's, you know, put this all together, and how they do make the movies is wonderful. But it's the message is,
James
you know,
Cameron.
Survival. Yeah, is, you know, and taking care of Mother Earth and taking care of the animals. You know, they're here for a reason. Don't mess it up, you know.
Yeah. Well, so we're messing it up. That's all I can say.
I know we are. That
you know, it's funny because years ago I was I used to have to fly into the Philadelphia airport in order to get to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where my family lives. And I'm running. If you know the Philadelphia airport, you usually have to run miles to get to your next flight.
And sounds like Chicago.
Then you got to get on a bus, go across the you know the airstrips, and then go to where your plane is at. It was always such a hassle. And this was, I think, before I had my heart attack. But I'm running to try to get to my next plane, and I finally go down the stairs, and there's a line to get on the bus, and they're not entering it yet. And I get in line, and right next to me is this young girl at the time, and she had her hair was all different colors. And I was like, okay. And then I looked at her mom, and her mom was with her, and very, you know, very pretty and very, you know, subdued, very nice, and she's like, are you okay? And I said, oh, I'm out of breath. I had to run like 2 miles to get here. And I said, that's why I don't like Philadelphia Airport. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at her like, hmm. And so she's like, oh, I love this airport. And, you know, it's, you know, and da-da-da. And I was asking her where she was going, and she was going to New York. I was going to Scranton. And so all of a sudden, we were talking, and we got on the bus. So there was one empty seat. So she was standing next to me. I said, you take it. So all of a sudden, I'm standing there on the bus, and I have my arm on, holding onto the rail, because those bus drivers drive like crazy. And I'm looking at this woman and her daughter, and I'm looking at the woman, and I'm like, and she sees me staring at her in the face. And I'm just like looking at her. And then all of a sudden, she looked at me, and my light bulb went off.
Oh, my goodness. Who was it?
And it was Linda Hamilton from Terminator movies, who used to be married to James Cameron. And that was their daughter with the freaky hair at the time.
Wow.
So she looked at me, and she knew right then and there when I had that facial expression that I figured out who she was. And I didn't say anything. And I think she appreciated that, because I think she liked her anonymity, you know, while she was traveling with her daughter. But, so that was pretty interesting. A little tale to tell. But we are... We're open to your questions, your behavior questions, and your training questions about your pets. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your pet questions. So we're open to your training questions, your behavior questions. If you have a comment or a story, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about those, whatever you may have. But we do have that animal sound coming up as well. But first, when we return, we got a story from Jilly herself. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Say a little prayer, but if the answer isn't fair, you know you can call on me. When you need somebody, you know you can call on me. You can stop the tears from falling down.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
woman from Clements, California, was booked into jail in January after sickening discovery was made on her property. According to the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office, an animal cruelty investigation involving Jan Johnson revealed a horrific situation that is almost incomprehensible. Officials who visited Johnson's property discovered a literal graveyard of horses who had been starved to death, some still wearing blankets and others with their legs bound in hobbles. A total of 53 horses, one cow, and one dog were found dead on Johnson's property. Another 9 horses and one donkey were in such dismal condition that they had to be humanely euthanized because there was no hope of bringing them back from the brink of death. Surviving horses in various states of neglect were rescued and taken to Oakdale Equine Rescue for care. This is not Jan Johnson's first run-in with the law. In 2006, she was arrested on suspicion of financial elder abuse on 42 felony charges and 5 misdemeanors. In August of 2024, animal services officers went to Johnson's property to investigate a report of animal neglect, and Johnson made threats to harm them. In early January 2024, an illegal cockfighting operation was found on one of her properties. Officers discovered 30 dead roosters and 65 that were still alive. Jan Johnson is a serial criminal. She has shown her true self, someone unafraid of breaking the law, someone able and willing to take advantage of the elderly, someone who is cold-hearted enough to watch dozens of horses stand in a field and slowly starve to death. Jan Johnson was arrested and booked into the San Joaquin County Jail for the following charges: cruelty to animals, threatening a public official, criminal threats, possession of a short-barreled shotgun. If you are disgusted by this horrific case, please add your name to the petition at www.animalvictory.org. Please, please add your name to the list, as I did. Animal Victory will be fighting to put Jan Johnson behind bars and as long as possible. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
With a knife in my back, never thought you'd be the kind to do something like that, but you did. Cold-hearted, you talk so sweet, and your smell, it made me weak, and I feel so fast that I never thought to ask if you were cold-hearted.
You like country, Kayla. You like this song?
I do like country. I don't really like Zac Brown Band.
You don't like them?
Nope.
Oh, well, there's a negative. 818-818-6401.
I liked it
too, but 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
Let the games begin!
So this could be an easy win, I think. If you can name this creature, we will send out to you a product of your choice. We do have the Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in red or black. We also have from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have the Starbucks handle. We have the Morgan Wallen keychain, country, Kansas City ink pen, football, the best is yet to come badge holder, sore legs. And we have the SCOE 10X odor eliminator. We have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, and you get the Hip and Joint Plus to try, the daily probiotic and the daily multivitamin for your dogs. I do have another book out there, which is called The Car, A Wolf's Adventure by Lewis Dorfman. So you can get a copy of that sent out to you. If you know what creature makes this sound, 818-818-6401.
Ha 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 ha
What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let us know. I don't think it's that difficult. 818-818-6401. Well, I mean, Kayla, our producer here, took a stab at it. And she was wrong three times.
No, two times.
And she got it on the third try. So, 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? If you know, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you could be a winner of a prize. Don't forget, if you've won the SCOE 10X before in your household, you can only do one per household. So, anything else, we can send you. So, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So, with that story that you read, Jilly, with people having, you know, well, this case, it wasn't small animals, it was horses.
I don't understand how it went unnoticed so long, unless she was very rural. And the fact that she threatened somebody that many 2 years ago and they didn't do anything then, and that was an official, I just sickens me. I don't think she deserves to go to jail. I think she deserves the death sentence. People like that, there's a special place in hell that's reserved for people like that. Sorry.
How do you really
that's just
feel?
How I feel. That's how I feel. Sorry.
No, I get it. And, you know, the thing is, when I chose that story, I saw some of the video of it, and it was disgusting to see how
it broke my heart.
Look.
Yeah.
And
I did sign the petition already. And, you know, when I was going through last night and reading ahead of time and picking the stories with you, I immediately went in because I try to go to that site at least once a week and sign new petitions. It helps when we go in and we do put, you know, at animalvictory.org, if we put our names in the petitions, we are heard. And when these people are going to trial, the judge will see how many people, you know, signed the petitions, and, you know, we can step up for the animals. And the cruelty cases are horrible. You wouldn't believe some of them. A lot of times I choose not to read them because it just makes me want to cry, but I sign my name to every single petition I can. So,
well, we're going to go real quick and see if Robin in Oregon knows what the answer is to this creature's sound. What do you think that is, Robin? What creature makes that sound?
Well, I have two guesses. It's either a fly or a bee.
Choose one.
We'll go with bee.
Well, you are incorrect. It is not the bee. But good shot at it, though. We're going to take a little break when we come back. The animal sound is still out there. What is it? Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
If you struggle to keep up with conversations, if you have trouble hearing the TV or radio or in restaurants, Audion Hearing Aids wants you to hear better, because when you hear better, you're going to feel better. There are over 500,000 very happy Audion hearing aid customers. They're happy because they now live a better life. They live a better life because they hear better. And they hear better because they purchased a full pair of Audion Atom 2s for only $189. Audion was rated in the best OTC hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. You trust USA Today, so you can trust Audion. The Atom 2 is so tiny, nearly invisible, but they've got great sound quality. And did we mention only $189 for a full pair? Shipping is free, and you get a 45-day money-back guarantee. So easy to order. Call Audion. Call 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607.
Researchers studied whether coenzyme Q10, known as CoQ10, supplementation could improve semen quality in stallions, since proper nutrition is essential for spermatogenesis and breeding success. CoQ10 plays a key role in energy production for sperm cells and supports motility. It also acts as a powerful antioxidant, helping protect sperm cell membranes from oxidative damage. Low levels of CoQ10 can negatively affect semen quality. In the study, 7 Adulgin stallions were either given 1 gram of CoQ10 daily for 30 days or left unsupplemented. Semen samples were collected over 60 days and evaluated after cooling and freezing. Improvements in sperm motility and viability were observed within 15 days of supplementation and lasted through the lifespan of the sperm cells, even after supplementation stopped. 5 stallions with subpotamal sperm motility showed significant improvements in total motility, progressive motility, and viability in both cooled and frozen semen. 2 stallions were already strong motility did not show further motility gains, though sperm vitality improved. Researchers concluded that daily CoQ10 supplementation was strongly associated with improved semen quality in stallions, aligning the same findings in human studies as well. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
To Virginia, and we're going to make a stop in Virginia. We're going to talk with Lisa. Now, Lisa thinks that she knows what creature makes this sound. What is it, Lisa?
I'm going to say a fly.
I'm going to say congratulations.
All right.
I didn't have to hit a bad sound like...
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
I'm glad.
You got the applause. So what would you like to go with out there in Virginia?
I want a Scoey 10X, please. You've
never won it before, right?
Nope.
It's yours. It's coming out to you. So stay on the phone and talk with Sydney. She'll get your address, and we're going to ship out to you the Scoey 10X, and I'll tell you, it will take out any kind of odors. And the reason why it does that is because of the fact that it doesn't cover the odor, like a scent. It doesn't, you know, you won't smell it. It's not going to be like a pretty smell. What it is, and that goes away. But what it is that basically it's like a bacterium that eats the odor, so it kills the odor. It doesn't cover it. It kills it. So I'm going to send you a bottle of that. It's good stuff.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for that. And you were right. It was a common housefly.
A common housefly.
Houseflies taste with their feet, which are 10 million times more sensitive to sugar than the human tongue. Isn't that wild?
Did you know that everything they land on, they also regurgitate on it, too? So if a fly lands on something that you're eating off of, be sure that you change your plate.
You know,
because they just vomited on your plate.
Thanks for telling me that, because it's always bothered me. I'm like, it's just kind of like nasty when I see a fly. I'm like, where have you been?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you just on doggy poop somewhere, and now you're
exactly.
landing on my hot dog? It's
yeah.
It's a little nasty, if I could say
so. And you're
so
regurgitating
myself.
On my food. Yeah, it's disgusting.
No, it's
Oh, the
horrible.
Fun facts that you learn through your life.
So I've had the pleasure of actually, you know, over the years I've written poetry, and many of them mean a lot of things to me personally. And in this new age of music and AI and everything, I'm going to play you my song. And so I hope everybody enjoys it. And again, this is called Saying Goodbye.
Seldom think of death until it occurs. It seems to be in our distant futures. We associate it with getting old. At least that was the belief as we've been told. But death sees no face, age, species, or personality. It does not matter if you live amongst rich, middle class, or poverty. However time decides it is your turn. We can only watch the ones that have gone before us and learn. It is my time to say goodbye to my master who shall and friends, but who is to say this life is the end? For since I must leave this life not of choice, I pray that someday again I will hear my master's voice. There is so much I wanted to do and be, but this life is over, at least for me. My that my master I leave behind will always remember me, and a smile shine. Although at times life has been hard and difficult, I know now that the reasons were
as best I could and answered the questions I thought I should. But
and once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and that was one of the, well, it was the first poem I wrote back in the 90s, actually, and means a lot. So what you think, Jilly? I think that's the first time you've heard it.
I'm crying, so, because that hits really close to home for me on so many levels, and I can't believe that you wrote that. Who's singing that? It's amazing.
No, the amazing part of that is, like, with AI, some people, think it's my voice, but I wish it was. but it's actually, it has a little bit of a Daughtry tone to it.
It does.
And a little bit of Josh Groban-ish, who is one of my favorite. I love Josh Groban. But, yeah, it just means a lot. You know, animals mean a lot to us. And, you know, if you think that they're not missing you when they depart, they absolutely do. I don't care what anybody says. They know the hurt. They know the feelings. And they know, you know, the passing of time. And
yes,
they totally understand death. But I do believe that after we and our pets pass on, that there is something waiting for us on the other side.
Yeah. I don't want to go anytime soon, but I can't wait to see them all lined up waiting for me to cross the bridge.
Well, once again, that song was called Saying Goodbye, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Headline, airline expands pet travel program for safer skies. Reporting for Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Kayla Cavanaugh. Good news for traveling pet parents. A major U.S. airline has announced expanded in-cabin pet accommodations and climate-controlled cargo upgrades aimed at improving safety and comfort. The airline says it worked with veterinary advisors to revise its pet travel guidelines, including improved ventilation and updated handling procedures. Pet advocates call the move a positive step forward as more Americans travel with their furry companions. Travel season just got a little more tail-wagging friendly. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
So, Jilly, what do you think? Do you travel with your dog at all on a plane?
Not with this one, but I have with other dogs before. And I have had to pay for seats for them and so that they could be with me. And then I have also flown them privately. But with Xerxes, my male Rottweiler, I drive him everywhere.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a little much for people to handle. So,
well, you see this dog coming your way, you kind of get out of the way.
Everybody it's does.
It's a big Rottweiler, and he's a big boy, that's for sure.
He's a big boy.
But, you know, flying is, it's gotten better, and there are companies out there that, you know, and I've heard of a couple of them now that you can fly solely with your pet.
Yes.
I mean, it's a pet airline, mm-hmm. or else you can fly your pet without you. But the thing that you got to remember, though, too, is that it's a little expensive. So I'd like to see that come down. If there's some way that they can figure it out to make it more reasonable for people to afford it, I think more people probably would travel with their pet. But speaking of that, I do like the aspect of, one, leaving the pet in their environment, air conditioned, at home. And
yes,
I love pet sitting, which you do, Jilly.
Yes.
And a good pet sitter is the perfect answer to it. So they're going to miss
cold.
You. You're going to miss them.
Yeah.
But it definitely has a big cheery smile when you walk through that front door when you come back. And you know that they're taken care of because they're with a pet sitter that you can rely on. Well, once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And I hope you like the song.
I'm the one who'll never hurt you.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just bake cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan favorite cheddar or our bold new six pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at harmonycheese.com with the code CRN Talk. That's CRN Talk. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. Our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. Again, that's 800-218-4909.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually...
A 7-year-old dog from Portland, Oregon, survived a severe case of salmon poisoning disease, SPD, highlighting the rapid and potentially fatal course of this uncommon Pacific Northwest condition. It is likely ingested a dead salmon carrying a fluke that transmit the bacterium responsible for SPD. It developed lethargy, vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, and inappetence. Laboratory testing revealed severe critical systemic compromise. Fecal analysis confirmed SPD, prompting referral to Dove Lewis Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Hospital for intensive care. Salmon poisoning can escalate rapidly, and four is presented with classic severe clinical signs, says Dove Lewis Criticalist Marie Min, DVM DACVECC. Its counts and albumin levels were dangerously low, increasing its risk for complications. With timely intervention and close monitoring, we were able to stabilize it. This case illustrates how quickly SPD can progress from mild gastrointestinal signs to life-threatening illness, emphasizing the need for rapid recognition and intervention in dogs exposed to raw salmon or trout in the region. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Remember the song from Road Trip? Tiny salmon swimming in a stream. Tiny salmon chasing the impossible dream. The minor bird said, ah! Ah! The chimpanzee said, ooh! The friendly owl said, ooh! Ooh! But the salmon can only say, blub, 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 blub. And that's sad.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So I bet you that took your tears away, Jilly.
It did. Oh, that's funny.
Sorry to make you cry, but it's a tough one.
It's a
good cry.
I've had so many incredible, incredible animals in my life, and especially my Rottweilers, whether they were show champions or whether they were working dogs. I've had cadaver dogs. I've had cancer dogs. Who had visited children in hospitals. I've just had so many incredible, incredible dogs, and that hit home to me. And I love you for that. There's going to be a time when I come back and say, hey, can I get a copy of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's out there now. It's, part of the internet system and everything like that. So people can go to my Facebook, actually. It's there, at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can grab it there if you want. Spread it around. Send it to people who may have lost their pet. I'd like to see it grow from there, and it means a lot. I remember in the old days before there was anything like this, and I wrote that poem. It was back in the 90s, and we didn't have anything other than, writing a letter. And I got boxes and boxes of people that wanted a copy of it as a poem. And I just think the music and everything put to music, I think it works really well. So
yes.
And the name of it is called Saying Goodbye. And
I give you a standing ovation.
Thanks. And our pets mean the world to us. I'm looking at Shadow now, my black cat. She's passed out on her chair over there. And
you mean on my chair?
No, actually, she's on a different chair because you're not here. So, no, actually, I think Summer's in your chair. So, yeah, they're all in here, I think, except for Winter. But, yeah, I mean, our pets, it's tough. Even when I've lost, a small pet, like when I lost my koi, they all got eaten by raccoons in my fish pond. And I was like, I was devastated. But not like when I've lost one of my birds or when I lost my cats before. Yeah. It hits the heart hard.
It does.
It's a lot to deal with. And the thing is, if somebody reaches out to you, a friend or a family member, and they've lost a pet, I mean, understand that that's losing a family member. Because if you've never had a pet or you don't live with one, you may not understand how much it hurts. And it really does hurt. And But we have to realize the fact, and when my mom died, I realized it at that point in time, and even more so when I lost my sister, which is Kayla's mom. You know, none of us are here forever. Our time is numbered. It all depends on when we're going to go, but we got to remember that part of life is death.
And it's true.
Sad to say, but, you know, sometimes that helps when you have to deal with loss. Because, you know, and all you can say is that you're happy, especially for our pets, you're happy that you gave them a good life.
Exactly.
They had good meals, they had a good home, and they were treated well, because there's a lot of animals out there that are treated well.
I know.
And we know that firsthand, like the story that you did earlier on the horses. Mm-hmm. Some people, I think in their heart, they mean well sometimes, but hoarding is a dangerous thing, especially when it comes to a living, breathing creature. So if you can't take care of them, then you need to do something about it, because they don't deserve to suffer and go through a dying process that they don't deserve. So,
and when you do lose, you'll never replace that animal. And people who try to replace it, it's a never ending thing. But you can give another animal who will fill that empty place in your heart a good and loving home. And
I
it will make you
agree.
Just as happy, and you will have more memories, and life goes on. So,
I agree.
Get out there and adopt and take care.
I agree with that. And if you can adopt an older dog or cat, or, you know, something that's they deserve life as well. And maybe they didn't have as good a life before, but think about what you can give them. Or maybe, maybe the pet parent passed away and there was no one else to take the pet.
Right.
So it had a good behavior. It knew what love was. And, and you got to remember, too, when you adopt an animal that went through loss, it may take them a little bit longer to actually find love in your household, because they still mourn. Animals do mourn.
Yes, they do.
So on that note, we're done with this hour of the show of Talking Pets. And just in this hour, Talking Pets, same pet time, same pet channel.
Bring
on your favorite radio station. So we thank you and for joining us. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
If you're going to get a pet for your home, make sure that you go to a rescue or a shelter in your area, because those pets are there and they need and deserve a home. Otherwise,
hear, hear.
I think you know what happens. So from all of us, we say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
But you can't stay here.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.